Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know him in the middle. Here's the place where you promised to be.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We say, have your way in our lives on this awesome Sunday morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say, thank you. Thank you, Father, for keeping us last night as we slept in slumber, Lord God. Kept us from seen and unseen danger, and we say, thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. Hallelujah, because this is an awesome day he has made, allow us to see, and we say thank you. Oh, we just welcome you to rule and reign in our homes on today. Rule and reign in your services on today. Rule and reign in the earth on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And my prayer is, heal the land, Lord God. And we thank you and praise your holy name for healing the land, Lord God. Delivering the land, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, come bless the Lord with me today. He's worthy to be praised, because without him, we are absolutely nothing. Without him, we can absolutely do nothing. He's the activity of our limbs, the breath we breathe. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So come bless his name today. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we come to shake, shake, shake. Shake off depression on today in the name of Jesus. And we give him the praise and we give him the glory. We lift up all our children, all our grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today. Be a fence around them, Lord God. And we say thank you. Thank you for protecting them, Lord God. Thank you for keeping them, Lord God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. So our loved ones are still in the land of the living. We say thank you, Lord God. We lift up all the firefighters to you and their families to you today. Be a fence around them, God. Keep them from seen and unseen dangers as they lay their life down on the line to fight fires, God. Cover and keep them in perfect. Ambulance drivers and their families, keep them, Lord God. And we say thank you. We thank you for covering all the doctors and the nurses all over the universe today, Lord God. Have your way in their lives and their family lives, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. You are Dr. Jesus, the great physician. You the lawyer in the courtroom for someone on next week, Lord God. And we thank you for them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for favor with God, with you, and with man. In the mighty name of Jesus, for those all that's going to court, Lord God, cover and keep in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. We lift up all the penitentiaries and the county jails to you today, Lord God. Be a fence around them, Lord God. Keep your arms around them, God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. Minister to their hearts, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a new day. This is an awesome day. And we say thank you. We lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God. Continuously to bless him, Lord God. Continuously to keep your arms around him, Lord God. Mother Matthews and Daddy Matthew, keep your arms around him, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, come bless the Lord with me this morning. He's worthy to be praised. He was the lifter of our heads today. Couldn't have did it without him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up our neighbors to you today, God. Have your way in each and every house on today of our neighbors, God. You make house calls, God, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come pleading the blood over the air today because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Have your way, Lord God. Your word say we bless going out and we bless coming in. We're the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are more than conquerors because the great I am that I am. Whatever we need you for, you're right there. We say thank you. Oh, we plead the blood of all the children hospitals on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Curse cancer at the root for those babies in St. Jude, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today. someone in the emergency room on today, God. Cover the emergency rooms with your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless your name for breakthroughs on today and not a breakdown. And we thank you for being Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It's no sickness in heaven. It's no COVID-19 in heaven. So we say thank you for bringing heaven to earth for your people all over the land. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for being the Prince of Peace on today, God.
Thank you, Father. Father, surely you are glorified. Surely you are lifted up and exalted. We bow before you, Lord of glory. We exalt your name, Elohim. We exalt your name, the Great One, Yeshua HaMashiach. We bow as the angels bow and cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You are the maker of heaven and earth. We magnify you forever. We exalt you forever. We glorify you forever. Let your name go throughout the earth and is drawing those that are called by your name. It is causing those to hear you to sit at the feet of Yeshua. To breathe in his presence. We thank you, Father. We thank you even now as the name of the Lord is going throughout the earth, as it's causing forth a great excitement, an excitement because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, an excitement because it is he who causes us to move, to live and to have our being. And the Father watches over his word to perform it. We thank you even now, Father, for your word has described in Isaiah 53 that you cause your will to prosper in his hand. So you cause your will to prosper in our hand, and we thank you. You cause your word to be a great terror in the camp of the enemy. It causes an annihilation of the forces of darkness. Because you say we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. You cause a silence. As we sever the vocal cords of the enemy. As we sever the eardrums. Causing a crushing sound within it. As you expose and reveal to us a snare of the fowler that will come in any type of wicked bird and a manifestation of a spiritual entity. But you cause our hand to take the sword of the Spirit and razor the forces of darkness. No matter what form it comes in, you have given us the ability to destroy the forces of darkness. As destruction falls on the works of the flesh. As we pull those from that the enemy thought that he would keep a captive, but it's a lie. As we destroy the forces of darkness that held our brethren captive, because the Father said already, he held captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men. Not a one can you have. But the seed of the woman was already described. And it was ascribed to crush the head of the serpent. Therefore, you are crushed. Tormenting demons that will come in the night realm. The gathered together of the wicked. Your works are annulled. As you were gathered together with them, with those that will seek out the groves in the high places against the kingdom of our Father. But we stand in opposition to the kingdom of darkness. We take authority now over that which has come against the children. To torment them. But we set ablaze by the authority of the Yeshua that lives on the inside of us. For he said the same power that rose up Yeshua, a Mashiach from the dead, lives in us. And we command destruction. To the pentagram, mabuko, pano, to the witch board, pano, pan, asunde, pikiti, pano, sundebekete na, pano, sindi, isunde, beos, you can't have not one, pano, sunde, beosunde, sindi, bukutu, ba, sundebe, isunde, pano, sundebekesu, pano, pen, sundebekesu, pano, sundebekata, the ancestral gods, mabuko, we crush it now, pana, sunde, pande, Sunday, put on my casa. No, pan, Sunday. Sunday, because we crush the high of Horus. Pan, Sunday, Pane, Sunda. Sunday, pa, we send a sword down into the babaco to the waters to deal with the marine demons. Pa, Sunday, Pane, Sunday, because no, then no Sunday, kata. Sunday, be kunda, then no, then Sunday, be kate. We deal with the spirit of perversion. No authority do you have over my car. Over the brothers and sisters in the body, over the bride, for the blood is assigned against you, and the oil, for the oil is secure. We crush bitterness. We crush strife. We crush hatred. We Ma Shimak, we annihilate Paul Shubaka, Incubus and Succubus that was assigned against the Baka, the sisters and brothers, the band of the war, Sumikiti, that will tie around the head, the sword, Sumibakata, is against you. Ma Shumba, Sumibaka, that cuts it. Sumibaka, Sune, Sune. Puno, ma osune, sune, sune, eso. Mo, ma asine, bekete, loma. Sune, puno, sune, pekuna. Sa, lopa. Sune, tune, be usune. Ne, sune, bekutu. We deal with now the babako, sune, bekete. No, so the night eggs, the babako, the cockatrice eggs, the babako, and the screeching owls, the babo, lumama, sunrikete, luma, sundibi, sundepe, lumpa, sundepekoto, meko, sundepekoto, mao, sundepekete. We deal with the snare of the fowler, motive, and the noisome pestilence, the babako. We command you to leave the body, no, suta, pe no pane, no mao, sundepekete. Two, see, pa, sunny back at all, I'll soon make it in no. Neko, pa, sunny make it out. Ne, sunny make it in no, ma, I'll soon make it. Ne, sunny make it in my own sunny issue. Pinu, man, no, bokota. The blood of Yeshua is assigned against you, but I'll soon, pano, ne, sunny make it soon. Ne, oh, soon, pa. Loose that young girl, loose the young boy. Not so loose that man, that woman. Mako, peno, untie them. Mako, peno, sunibeka. Peno, pa, sunibekute, na. No, sunibekite, no, pa. Sunibeka, no, pa, sindeke. Sunamba, oh, ma, osuma. For our father gives the baboko, sunibeke, sende, osuma, osu. Rest to the people of the living God. Ma, osunibeka, si. Sunibeka sunda peloma sunibekete. No pa lope sunibekete aloma. He say we have number bako so no ma so who we are by the love that we have one for another. Ne sunibako tepe bako so that our sword is against the mouth of the enemy. Bako be sunibiku ne sunibekasa. Every lying wonder. Spirit of divination. Bakwa syndiki lupa. Sunday peka lobakosu. Tina pana. Sunda every demigod. Grecian babako. Satanic forces that's been assigned against the brethren. You are annulled. And now, mabako, your mouth is shut. Pa o masuma. Syndiku lapa. Sunde. Tunda. Pende. Sunibikita yoko masi. De sunibakasa. We magnify you, Lord of glory, for surely you are worthy, both now and forever. We will ever glorify your name. And that which we go through, is mild, comparative to that which the Lord our God shall show forth of his majesty. We thank you, Father. We give your name the glory forever. Lord of glory, we magnify you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
I'm never leaving this place. I wanna just stay right here, 'cause I know that you're here. I wanna stay right here. Here there's no room for fear.
I'm in your presence,
fullness of joy,
fullness of joy.
I wanna stay right here.
I remain pure.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Morning Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord truly comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. LaRon Matthews. We welcome each and every one of you that's listening all over the world and even listening in the chat room on this morning. If this is your first time visiting the Sunday Morning Prophetic Experience, we extend a very special welcome to you. And if you desire to know more about the ministry, please feel free to visit the ministry website at www.werestoretheletteru.org, or you can email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. We would like to thank again each and every one of you for joining us, even over in Afghanistan at the military bases this morning. We say welcome. We have our speaker this morning, our very own evangelist, Micaiah Jones, is in your hand at this time, woman of God.
Amen. Good morning, Administrator Bryant. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning to all of those who are listening in on this morning. We truly honor God for who He is in the time, amen, that we are in. We honor God. I honor my leader on this morning, Dr. LaRon Matthews, and to all of you kingdom leaders who are listening in on this morning. We are truly excited about what the Lord is doing, and it is a duty in this hour that we stay consistent, stay persistent, and prepare for the days to come. I believe God have us in a place of preparation and preparation for the days to come, and I believe the greatest tool to that preparation is a life of intercession. The Bible says, I seek it for one who will stand in the gap and make up the edge, and I believe that this is a moment, hallelujah, this is a moment for intercessors all across the nation and across the globe to rise. This is a moment for the intercessors. And the thing I realize in this season and in this dispensation and this time, you don't need a mic to shift the scene. You don't need a mic to shift what's about to happen in the land. All you need is a place of intercession, because the power of intercession releases the technology in the earth realm that causes a shift in the momentum of the earth realm. Intercession can change the very precipitation in the land. Intercession can birth new systems. Intercession can break systematic systems. And today, I just want to share briefly on the power of intercession. I want to talk to many of you today about how important your life of intercession is in this moment, because what we have to realize, there's an aftermath that's coming, and we have to understand, people of God, that in order for us to thrust forward to a new place, thrust forward in something new in God, it always starts with the intercessor. One thing I've learned about the intercessor is that the intercessor laid the foundation. So before the prophetic word, before the preached word, before the worship, there must be an intercessor that will plow. See, intercessors are those who go in before. Intercessors are those who stand and they intercept what is about to happen. They intercept the plans of the enemy, and they tear them down, and they accept what God is about to happen and launch it in the earth realm. The intercessor is very important. And see, I think a lot of times in the body of Christ, people of God get so caught in other titles until they forget the calling of the intercessor. But this morning, I want to talk to you, and if I had to use for a topic, it would be cry, intercessor, cry. And if I had to use for a subtopic, it would be let the intercessors arise. See, what we have to realize is that every single one of us is called to the place of prayer. Every single one of us is called to pray, but there are different levels of intercession, and we have to understand, we have to be so sensitive in this moment to intercession. We have to be so sensitive to what God is about to do. Father, we thank you this morning. We honor you, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We give you praise, God, for what you are doing even now. Now, Father, anoint me, God, to release thus saith the Lord to your people on this morning. And, Father, we thank you, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We have to understand this morning, and I promise you I won't be before you long, but I want to just drop some things. I want to just share with you some things that the Lord has been sharing with me about
we have to understand that the time that we are in is very pivotal. And we have to understand the place of intercession is even more pivotal. We have to understand that if we do not have a life of prayer, it can lead us into a place of stagnation. And see, what I realize is that the enemy has tried to come and muzzle the mouths of the intercessors, but it will not be so. You have to understand here that the first intercessor, I want to just give you a little history. The first intercessor was Jesus himself. And we have to understand that when Jesus was the first intercessor, because he came on the scene, he was birthed through what was called a sound of intercession. And we have to understand that when we experience intercession, it happens. There are several different ways where there's intercessors that travail and push through. These are ones that birth. They birth and they push through. And when it's time for travailing, what happens is there is an encounter between you and God to bring forth anything that God has been speaking. And I believe that there are moments, this is a time that are rising for intercessors to come forth and bring forth what God is saying. Our land is in the middle of a pandemic, but what can happen in the middle of this is there's an intercessor that will rise. If there's an intercessor that will cry out, if there's an intercessor that will stand, that's willing to sacrifice and stand between the porch and the altar, there's an answer within the intercessor. And we have to understand this morning why intercession is necessary. There's a shortage, I realize, in studying and just talking with God, that there is a shortage of intercessors in the land, but there's also a need for intercessors. And we have to understand that without the intercessor, the earth realm remains stagnant. Intercessors cause momentum in the earth realm. We have to understand when intercessors move away from their post, it has the ability and can cause calamity in the world, in the earth realm. If we look at 2 Chronicles 7:14, this is a familiar scripture for all of us. And it's one oftentimes that we quote. We oftentimes quote when we're praying. We oftentimes quote. I remember when this pandemic first happened, this was the scripture that everybody was quoting. It's really necessary but true. And I'm going to read it this morning. It says, if my people, let's go up to the 13th verse. If I shut up the heavens that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or I send pests among my people. Verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and will heal their land. Let's go back up there. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Let's stop it right there. We have to understand that in order to enter into the realm of intercession, to shift the climate in the earth realm, that there has to be a humbling in the spirit. And we have to understand today that 2 Chronicles 7:14, when we look here, it informs of why it is necessary for intercessors in the land. We have to understand without intercessors, we experience a shut heaven. See, this clearly in 2 Chronicles 7:14 declares to us, it says, if I shut up the heaven, and then it go down and it counteracts with verse 14, and it lets us know without the sound and the cry of the intercessor that we experience a shut heaven. And we have to understand that intercessors are necessary because they stand at the courts of heaven and they plead the cases of men in the land. Intercessors that are listening in, you have to understand your role. And I say, arise, intercessor, again. Let me say this again. An intercessor is necessary because this is what intercessors do. They stand between the courts of heaven and plead the cases of man in the land. You have to understand that intercessors plead the case. When we look at this word plead, it means travail. They travail, they plead, they go back and forth. We plead and travail ties together here. Because when you think about in a courtroom, you can plead a case. But then when you go with the intercessor, they can plead. plead a case as well with the Lord. There's a conversation going on from the earth realm in the heavenly, and intercessors stand in the gap and they plead the case of the for man. They plead the case for what's going on in the earth realm. And in the pleading, there's a travailing, and we have to understand that when there's a travailing, it releases. Travailing release. There's a release in intercessors' response. And here now we have to understand that God searched for intercessors. When we look at Ezekiel 22 and 30, we understand that he searched for one. He said, I searched for one that will stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Can I ask you a question this morning? Are you an intercessor that God is searching for in the land? We have to understand that intercessors have the power to change situations. We have to understand here that as an intercessor, there must be a stamina that's built in prayer. See, we have to oftentimes see a lot of people. What I see now in the body of Christ is that we have been people have been misidentifying themselves. But I want you to know that one of the greatest offices and the greatest positions to walk in is that of the intercessor, because we have to understand that in order for the prophet to really come in and prophesy correctly, there has to be an intercessor in the midst. Because we have to understand, in order for the worship teams to come back together and plow and push and release a frequency, there has to be an intercessor in the midst. We have to understand here now that intercession gives you the authority to push the agenda of heaven in any place. You have to understand that you can be inside of the doctor's office and God will show you something. And as an intercessor, he will allow you to hear something. You have the authority to push the agenda of heaven in the earth realm, in that room. You have, intercessors are so pivotal that you don't need a mic to be an intercessor. All you have to do is stay in your position. You can sit in your seat and literally shift climate. So now here we understand that just because you're not at the front intercessor, just because you don't have to have a mic intercessor, you have the authority to push the agenda of heaven. And we have to understand that intercessors must be submissive unto the will of God. Intercessors must operate in the realm of sonship. And when you do that, you have to understand that sons have the authority to shift cultures from their seat of intercession. You have to understand that when you're submitted, you enter into sonship of God. And as an intercessor, you have the authority to shift climate. You have the authority to shift what's going on in the land now. I hope somebody is being blessed this morning. You have to understand here now what intercession is. Intercession here is the act of intervening or meditating between different parties and also praying to God on behalf of another person. I want to ask a couple questions this morning and I'm going to be done. I'm going to share with you the different type of intercessors that there are, and I want you to examine yourself, because the other day I recall I was in Home Depot and there's a message that came over the system, and the Lord told me to go to Joel 3 and 9. And if I could just paraphrase for a second, in the New Living Translation, Joel 3 and 9 said this: get your greatest ones together. It's time to go to war. Can I let many of you know that we are in a spiritual warfare? We are in a place of war, and it's time for the intercessors to cry aloud and war for the people. I want to ask you this morning, what type of intercessor are you? Because we have to understand that we are each called to different levels of intercession. And in order for us to understand that, we have to recognize what type of intercessor ours. Here are some types of intercessors. You have one, just the intercessor, the priestly intercessor. What intercessors do is they negotiate and they present your case before the throne room of heaven. And we understand that this one here, we have an intercessor. And an intercessor is one who pleads the cases, as I said before, of heaven, before the cases before the throne room of heaven in prayer. If you can look at Hebrews, and I'll give you scripture 4:16 for that. We have another one. This is a very pivotal one, a prayer warrior. How do I know I'm a prayer warrior? Prayer warriors, these are intercessors who are assigned to receive and implement warfare strategies to overthrow powers of darkness and release breakthroughs. You have to understand these intercessors have a militant spirit, and they are skill in the art of war. See, prayer warriors are those who are skilled in the art of war. They are ones that will go in and combat the enemy. They are ones that will go in and go straight for the head of the enemy. Everybody's not called to that place. Everybody's not called. So can I give you some scriptures to go back and read? And for time's sake, I won't read them all today. Ephesians 6 and 12, Ephesians 6 and 18. We understand here that prayer warriors are the military strategists of heaven in the body of Christ. We understand now that prayer warriors are the ones that activate Jehovah Gabor to come and operate in the earth realm. Whenever God wants to release his plans in the earth, you have to understand that it's always birthed through the womb of an intercessor. Intercession causes the heavens to contract. You have to understand that any time that there's an intercessor that open up his mouth and pray, it causes contractions in the earth realm. There's a release that comes in the earth realm from the heavens when the intercessor open up his mouth to pray. We have to understand that there's another intercessor called the prophetic intercessor, and these intercessors are those who are assigned to discern what heaven is preparing to release in the earth realm. These intercessors are very important during this time, because prophetic intercessors don't just pray what is going on in the land, but they pray what they see in the realm of the spirit. And when they pray what they see in the realm of the spirit, they literally release what's in spirit into the earth realm. We have to understand now we have the watchman intercessor. These intercessors build prayer hedges. They guard and protect individuals, nations, assignments, teams, and regions. We understand that the Hebrew word for watchman means shamar, which means to guard, protect, or encircle or build a hedge about. These intercessors are those who have a keen eye to watch and see, and they build walls of protection. They're able to identify the assignment of the enemy that's coming, and in their prayer life, they say, Father, come in now and protect the gates of this sanctuary. Protect the great country, Lord, from the plan of the enemy. And we have to understand that intercessors push things from the unseen realm to the seen realm. Intercessors are not just pushers, but they are birthers, and intercessors give God his word back. We have to understand as intercessors, we have to be those who give God his word back. And you have to understand as intercessors in this season that it's so keen that you are discerning. And we have to understand here, let me give you the two assignments of watchmen. Watchmen, they watch for the coming of the enemy, and they are able to discern where the enemy is and what angle he's coming from. Watchmen also have the ability to see what God is about to release in the earth realm. Watchmen and gatekeepers go hand in hand. We have to understand that as intercessors, we are gatekeepers. We keep the gate of what's going on. Can I encourage somebody this morning on this conference line and on this blog talk radio that it is time for the spirit of intercession to rise in you? It's time to cry out as never before, because there's a coming of something about to be dispersed in the earth realm. And God said, if I can get an intercessor that will cry, if I can get an intercessor that will stand on his post and release what I'm saying in the earth realm, there's going to be some contractions happening in the earth, in the spiritual realm, that's going to be released in the earth realm. And it's time for the intercessors to arise. I want to leave you with this. You have to understand that once the intercessor cries, you have to understand that there's a releasing. And when the releasing comes, now it's time for the plow. You to put your hands to the plow. And you have to understand that when God impregnates you, intercessors and people of God, he trusts you to carry what he's placed in you. A lot of us are impregnated in this season, and it's almost time for the release. But the release is coming through the place of prayer. You have to understand when God puts inside of you a responsibility, you can't avoid it. See, a lot of us, because of the times that we are in and the pandemic is going on, we have tried to avoid what God has put in us because we had an uncommon scene. But God said, what I put in my people, you cannot abort in this season. And you have to understand that you must know the capacity of what's within you. You have to understand that capacity. When you understand the capacity of what's within you, we're getting ready to go into moments of stretching. And you have to understand what God has put in you. There's a capacity to it, and your capacity is about to be stretched. Do me a favor wherever you are and say, stretch me, God. You have to understand that capacity is this. It's about faith in God and trust in God. Your capacity that's within you, it builds your faith and it strengthens your trust in God. You have to understand that in this hour, people of God, that we have to stay current and connected. And as intercessors and those who pray, you have to stay current with what's going on. You can't be conformed to what's happening, but you have to stay current and connected to what God is about to do. And you have to understand that the Holy Spirit is a tool and weapon that gets you through heaven doors and see your scroll. God is about to release scrolls, but you have to tap in now. I'm almost done, and I want to leave you with one thing, and I'm almost done, and we're going to open the line, Administrator. I'll be ready. John 11:3 says, you are about to cause, when we study the scripture of John 11:3, this is an act of intercession to getting ready to happen, and I'll just give you this part. It says, you are about to cause sickness to flee your family. This is in the scripture where they were dialoguing, and the writer here came and said in John 11:3, and you can visit it. He said, you are about to cause sickness to flee your family. In other words, you are about to open up your mouth and release a sound of intercession and bind that spirit and come against that spirit that has called your family to be sick and come upon your family. I'm just going through this. Let's go. We understand here now that the motivation behind intercession is to remove fear in the land and access faith. To remove fear in the land and access faith. The spirit of fear has came over the land. But there are intercessors that are rising, and those who pray that are rising, that's going to remove the spirit of fear out of the land and literally cause there to be a great access door of faith. Can I encourage each of you that are listening in this morning that there is an aftermath that is coming after this? We haven't seen anything yet. God is literally about to raise up those who have stayed faithful behind the scenes. And my assignment this morning was to remind the intercessors that it is your time to rise and pray. My assignment here on this conference line this morning and on this Blog Talk Radio was to encourage the people that whatever you do, don't move away from your position of prayer, because it is the cries of the righteous that is building a pathway for the days to come in America and across this nation. So I want to tell each of you who are here today, those who have felt weary and well-doing, those who have felt like they were about to faint in this thing, God said, arise and pray. Cry aloud and spare not, because the earth is living from the cries of the intercessors. Intercessors, be encouraged this morning. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for igniting of intercessors, Lord. We thank you, Father, that they are rising as never before. And we thank you, Father, that every intercessor that has felt depleted, God, Father, that today you restore their strength. And, Father, we thank you that every intercessor that has felt left out, God, that today you remind them, God, of the importance of their place of prayer. Father, we thank you that you will unmuzzle those intercessors that have been muzzled, that the enemy has tried to muzzle, Lord. Father, let the cries of the people be released in the earth realm. And Father, let the cry of the intercessor cause the contractions in heaven. Let what you are birthing in heaven be released in the earth realm, God. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. Administrator, I'm going to turn it back over to you on this morning.
God bless you, Evangelist John, the powerful word, and we thank everyone for listening in the chat room from all over the world that are listening in this morning from even other countries. If you have a question for Evangelist Jones or would like to make a comment, if you will hit 1 on your dial, we'd be more than happy to bring you in on this morning, and why you getting your questions together or comments together. Please remember, if you're in the Hampton, Virginia area today, that Dr. Matthews at 10 o'clock this morning will be bringing the word of Restoration of Truth Ministries, a ministry without walls, for Apostle Maurice and Prophet Eugenia Simmons are the host pastors this morning at 10 o'clock a.m. It will be at 2007 North Armstead Avenue in Hampton, Virginia. For more information, you can call 757-817-1226. It's their fourth year celebration, Restoration and Truth Ministries. Again, a ministry without walls. If you have any questions or any comments, please, if you will, just hit one on your dial and we'll bring you in. Well, amen, Evangelist Jones. A powerful word this morning. Again, we thank everyone in the chat room for listening in. And if you have any questions about the ministry, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027. Caller, you're live on the air. You're live on the air, caller.
God bless you, woman of God. Great word today. Powerful word, daughter. Thank you for blessing the people of God on today with that great, powerful, powerful word. An end time word for so many people who are birthing out right now. It's just definitely that time. And I mentioned that on Friday night to some of the people. This is a critical time for the midwife to be in position. So we thank God for you on today. Thank God for allowing the Lord to use you and to minister to the spirit of the people of God on today. We just thank God for you. Continue to be that vessel and kingdom leader that God is using right now for the lives of so many people. Thank God for standing in the stead on today. Those that are listening in, we just bless God for them as well.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, in this time, it's much needed right now. We're in that right now moment, right now season for that birthing out and for that the people of God just continue to press in with that power of prayer and a place of great intercession on today. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us on today. Hallelujah. We honor the Lord for you on today. Glory to God. Amen.
Bless you, Dad. Thank you. I appreciate you this morning.
Amen. Appreciate you as well. We're preparing ourselves to get to the service on today, as Administrator Brian made that announcement. Looking forward to seeing many people on the final day of this fourth year celebration. I believe there's a word from the Lord. I've been up pretty much half of the night studying this word, a very powerful word for tonight. But we bless God. But thank you, Evangelist Micaiah Jones, one of ours. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry family. So we're looking forward to what the Lord has for you now and in the future. We thank God. And surely we have also a small shift in this morning schedule as it relates to the word. We will be going right into the word of God today on Facebook Live at the service this morning at Restoration and Truth Ministry. We'll be doing ours live with them as well. So we look forward to that. But we will be coming back later today to share a word this evening, a word from the Lord. And that will be a prophetic word that the Lord gave me for the people of God. So it will be a blessing for many of you as well. Amen. Thank you, Administrator Ricky Bryan, for continually keeping her sister in our prayer on the loss of her husband, and many men and women of God that are dealing with this pandemic in the land and the lives of so many people. Thank God. Thank God for my other daughter on yesterday's 27th birthday, Tashiana Matthews. We thank God for her as well. They go from your lap to your heart. So we bless the Lord for a happy birthday to her. Our daughter, we bless God. Thank you for all those who gave birthday wishes out to her as well. And to the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We love you all and thank God for you. Appreciate you all so much. All right, Administrator Brian. Anyone else got a question or comment for the woman of God? All right. Thank you, Administrator Brian. Hallelujah. The Lord, praying for your strength as well. And I tell you, this is one of those seasons where if you a preacher or a leader in any capacity, you have to hear exactly from God, because of the mind and the mindset of so many people. You have to hear from God in this season. Amen. All right, Evangelist Kaya Jones is back in your hands with the last word. And the last word. Oh, don't forget, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can sow a seed to the ministry. You can go to our website at We Restore You. If you want to be a blessing and sow a seed into the good ground and the work that we're doing here at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, you go to our website at We Restore You. That's the letter U in the alphabet. We Restore You. The letter U dot O-R-G. Or you can go to Cash App. It's Cash App and Money Sign. R-F-P-I-N. Cash App and Money Sign. R-F-P-I-N. Or you can go do it at Zelle. Go to Zelle. Zelle at We Restore You at Yahoo.com. And be a blessing. Certainly, we thank God for all of the great kingdom leaders that are listening from around the world. If you're in the city of Fort Worth, Texas, join our great friend, Apostle Harris, Marcus Harris, senior pastor of Fresh Oil Worship Center, great kingdom leader, man of God. I'm getting ready to get underway with that service this morning, 9:30 there for that Sunday school and a great worship experience there. You are in the city of South Bend, Indiana. Join our great friend and Pastor Carter and Overseer Apostle Russell Shep Booth, 4313 Linden Avenue, South Bend, Indiana. If you're in the Chicagoland area or Joliet, join my father, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews and Lady Matthews at 654 Patterson Road, the Way of Life Holiness Church, in the great city of Joliet, Illinois, 11:30 this morning. Join these great kingdom leaders. And if you're in Hampton, maybe join us today, 10 a.m. We'll be at Restoration Truth Ministry, 2007. I'm going to stay at, as the administrator, Victor Bryant, gave the information and detail at Eastern Time. We'll be there sharing a powerful word from the Lord. If you're connected with the ministry at any time, we can be of assistance to you anyway. Members, kingdom leaders, pastors, practical workers, Yokeman, you can come by our ministry every Monday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mondays and Wednesdays, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll stand in the gap for you, pray for you, and believe God for you. For more information, call our local church number at 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988. You'll be someone that's always there. Again, throughout the week, we're in the building, praying, believing God, extending the gap for so many people, actually in the neighborhood as well. Thank you, God. Our church is located at 235 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Join us anytime you're in the city or in the area. Come by and see us and fellowship with us. You can watch us on Facebook every Sunday morning, 11:30 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If there is some technical difficulty concerning any of our live streaming due to technical problems, you'll definitely hear us one way or another throughout the week on Facebook Live. You'll probably hear us more. We'll be sharing more as it relates to the things that are going on in the nation and around the world. There are tremendous battles in the land. So the people need a word from the Lord. And we certainly thank God for you connecting with us, being part of what God is doing for us. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., join us for a powerful word from the Lord, second Monday. And Tuesday morning, 5 a.m., and every and Thursday morning, 5 a.m. Central, and every first and third Friday, and first and third Saturday at 5 a.m. Great Kingdom Leaders that I administrate a power back word from the Lord. Every third Wednesday, noonday prayer, powerful noonday prayer, and every Thursday morning, Friday morning, Saturday morning, 12 midnight, join evangelist or Pastor Wale LeBron, and she come forth and bless God's people. Amen. All right. Great thanks to God. We bless the Lord. All right. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Micaiah Jones. Anything else over there, Administrator Brian? Okay. Then you
ahead. All lines are clear.
Okay. Bless you. Send your hand, Micaiah, for the last word and take us home.
All right. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning. Remember that intercessors are so important in this hour, and intercessors are those who release what God is sending the earth for him. So all intercessors that are listening in this morning, I want to encourage you to keep praying. And to those who have been continuously praying, keep the momentum going, for you are necessary and needed in this hour to come. Thank you to my pastor on this morning for allowing me the opportunity, Administrator Bryant. Thank you to all of you who are listening. Thank you once again. I just want to encourage you all to be a blessing, sow a seed into this ministry on today. Amen. I want to just encourage you all to do that on today, for this is good ground. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you are doing, God. Cover these your people, Lord. And Father, we thank you for what you are doing in the days to come. I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Happy Sunday.
Lord, I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will, yeah. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free, set her free, set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ, I know you're gonna have your way, yeah. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear him say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now, cast all your cares on him, the Lord. Despite the pain you feel, he will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah, you just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. Yeah. And you've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn. But if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, God change. So now, cast all you can. Feel, he will.
say I'm praying, Lord. This is a prophetic song. God told me to tell you things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody said tonight, things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go on and worship him. Hey, hold your head up. Somebody said, things are gonna get better. So what you gonna do? Hold your head up, y'all. Say, things are gonna get better. Too tired for this, but it's already better.